Have you found yourself having a lot of trouble sleeping, only to remember last time you did X and you slept fine? If so, you've experienced a mental shortcut. There are many of these in the sleep universe. And in this episode, we'll look at the common ones, when they can be tricky and lead to more trouble sleeping, and when sleep shortcuts truly lead to where you want to be.
What a change had been so profound that I looked full at the problem in the face. Like, okay, insomnia, do your worst. I'm not running from you. I'm not going to be scared.
It's just, sometimes it's just so simple. Like the truth has to be simple. Otherwise, it's not the truth.
I was so trapped in my head before. When I say my whole life changed, like my whole life changed.
I'm Coach Daniel, and this is the Sleep Coach School.
Welcome back. I hope you're doing really, really well today. And if it's your first time on the channel, then welcome to you. Hope you'll find a lot of value here. Today, we're going to talk about mental shortcuts. And I'm going to share something with you that I've never, ever shared with anyone before. And despite me actually having the idea that this would be kind of interesting for the community to take a look at. So we'll start with kind of like the origin of this episode. And I'm going to share something really special with you. And then we're going to look at common sleep shortcuts, and we're going to look at when they're tricky and when they can actually be really, really helpful. So firstly, what I want to share with you that I never shared before is my own list of topics for episodes like this. And I started compiling this many years ago. And every time I have an idea for content, I'm like, oh, let me write this down. So here it is. This is a Google Doc that I call Mastermind, because it's kind of like the like, to me, I think of this as like, you know, all the ideas that lead to content or lead to new products or services or anything are here, right? So if you look at the very tippy top here, you have some quote unquote like old ideas. This is very, we're started from the very beginning. It was like about medications and insomnia industry and like sleep hygiene versus CBTI. You know, you can tell these are ideas that I don't talk at all about this anymore. But I kind of wanted to share this with you because it gives you an idea of like the process. Like every single line here is like an idea for content or a new idea or something that I thought, oh, this could be really helpful. This could lead to some, you know, some insight. And then eventually I started creating like a gap, so it was easier to keep track of this. Fear, you can see I've talked about that. Oh, look at this. The biggest snoozer, go to people's home, Netflix. That's the idea behind the sleep whisperer that we're actually doing right now. David, the docuseries that I hope will be on Netflix one day. So yeah, all the ideas are here. Now, scrolling forward here, we can see that a pretty recent idea is this one. And this is my latest ideas that are still to be worked out. But anyway, I had a call with you and it worked. Equals shortcut, like when I called the roofer. So what is this all about? Well, a couple of weeks ago, I had a problem in the house here. We had a leak through the roof. And I went through a lot of companies. I called a lot of people. And finally, I found one company that was really helpful. They were quick. They fixed it right away. And I took a note of something in my mind, which is like the thought that, okay, Daniel, if you ever have problems with your roof again, then you got to call Armadillo Roofing. Shout out to Armadillo Roofing. This is not a sponsored episode. I just, you know, randomly remember this. So my mental shortcut became, when you have a roof problem, call Armadillo Roofing. And Armadillo Roofing is a local company here. And why is this helpful? Why do mental shortcuts like these help with peace of mind? Well, it is because, you know, it distills it. It's kind of a stored solution to an issue we have. We don't have to keep track of everything the roofer did. You know, I have no clue what they did, in fact. And I also don't have to remember how I found them or go through all the work of trying to find a roofer again. I just have a mental shortcut. I look, a problem with the roof, I just call Armadillo. It's really helpful because it's like kind of declutters my mind. And that leads to like, you know, peace of mind. There's less things I have to like worry about or keep track of. So that was a little bit of a background. But now we're going to get into the meat of this. So we're going to look at common sleep shortcuts, when they're tricky and when they help. So what is a common sleep shortcut? But basically anything that we think of like this. I did X, then I slept. This is a mental shortcut. And I think the idea here, you know, the reason we have this again is that, you know, it's supposed to make, you know, give us more peace of mind and ease and kind of efficiency as well. We don't have to do go through all the troubles of finding a solution. We already have it stored, sort of, you know. And X, what is X? Like, I did X and then I slept. Well, it could be a whole bunch of things. It could be like, I watched one of these videos here, or I took a pill, or I took a supplement, or I slept on the couch, or I slept, on the other side of the bed, or I read a book, or it can be anything that you think like, oh, I did this and then I slept. That is a mental shortcut. And one of them is schedule a call with a sleep coach. And, you know, apart from the whole roofing thing, the other reason I thought of making this episode is me recognizing a very common shortcut. And this is like, when I have a call with someone and it's a follow-up call, and that person says, hey, Daniel, you know, I had a call with you like several months ago. And right after that call, I slept great for 2 months. You know, that is a mental shortcut. It's like, I did this and then I slept. And then this person may say something like this, and that's why I decided to schedule another call with you today. Now that things are choppy again. So they had trouble sleeping again, and they remember the mental shortcut. Last time things I had trouble sleeping, I called Daniel, then I slept, so that therefore I'm doing it again. So now we've kind of like covered what a mental shortcut is, and we've seen what that means in the context of sleep. Now we're going to look at when they're tricky. And when I've had like the exact conversation I just went over, when someone said, hey, Daniel, I had trouble sleeping, I had a call with you, then I slept fine, now I'm back again, what that initially immediately makes me think is, this person may be thinking that it was like talking to me itself or like having a call with me that helped them. And this is when things get tricky. If we think that the shortcut itself, the thing that was the shortcut, if we think that is what was helpful and led us to sleeping well, this is tricky. This is similar to if I thought somehow that making a call to the roofer, the call to Armadillo Roofing itself, that fixed the roof. If I thought that would be tricky, because then, you know, I could call and call and call and call again and nothing would be better with the roof. Like it's not the shortcut itself that helps. And I bring this up because I think in context of the roof, it's very obvious that it was the roofer going up there and investigating and finding the solution and fixing it. That helped, not the call itself. But in the context of sleep, we can often get confused. We can often think that the shortcut itself was what helped, right? And the reason this can be tricky is that if we think the shortcut itself was what led us to sleep, right, then it maintains the idea that are some things we should do to sleep or avoid or something like that. We should do these kind of hacks or things that can maintain our sleep or control our sleep, right? And that is tricky because sleep is a passive process. It happens itself when we're not trying. So anything that leads us to kind of this trying mentality is really tricky. And another way of saying this is that shortcuts are tricky when we forget or we never understood in the first place why we slept well after the shortcut. And so, you know, bear this in mind as we go forward to when they're helpful. So when do shortcuts help? Well, shortcuts help when they kind of help us remember or understand why we slept well in the first place. So to contextualize this, we can say like you remember that last time you had trouble sleeping, you watched a bunch of episodes here on our channel. And if you then approach that with like, oh, I have to watch a bunch of videos so I sleep again, then that's tricky because, you know, you're thinking that it's watching videos that made you sleep again, which puts us in this kind of this achieving, you know, like trying, you know, mentality, which is opposed to the passive nature of sleep. On the other hand, when you recall that, when I watched these videos, I worried less because I understood. It helped because I understood that trying to sleep was tricky and it led me to try less. Now the mental shortcut is really, really helpful because it just highlights what always leads to peaceful sleep, which is less effort, less trying to manage sleep, et cetera, et cetera. And one thing that I made a mental note about not forgetting is you know, you, a very common one, of course, with mental shortcut is like, oh, I took this pill and it helped me, you know, at some point in the past. So what is the thing we want to understand there? The thing we want to understand there is delegation, that it's not the chemicals in a pill itself that help, but it's us taking it and thinking, oh, now I don't have to do anything further. This will take care of my sleep. That leads us to an effortless space where we're like, we're not trying anymore because we've delegated the presumed work to the pill, and the effortlessness, the absence of trying, that's the magic. And then we can, when we know that, we can go like, oh, last time I had trouble sleeping, I took this pill and I slept well. And then we go like, oh, wait, of course it wasn't the pill itself. It was actually that it led to effortlessness. Aha, effortlessness is what helped me in the first place. That's really helpful. So going back to kind of the conversation with me, it wasn't that itself. Like talking with me in itself doesn't solve anyone's struggle, but what the conversation led very well can do that. And where the conversation leads is like understanding and fading out effort. And this is what led that person, like the fictional person we talked about, who slept well for 2 months. That is what led them to sleep well for that amount of time, not the shortcut itself. So how can we, you know, summarize this in a way that's helpful? Well, I think of this this way. When you find your mind kind of suggesting a shortcut, then look deeper. Take a look deeper inside and question what exactly was it that helped in the first place. And when you do that, what you will find always is what helps is understanding, self-compassion, being kind to yourself, not trying to force sleep. That is always the way. And the shortcut can lead you to remember that. And then that shortcut truly helps lead to where you want to be, which is a place of peaceful sleep and peace of mind. Hope this is really helpful. And thanks for tuning in. Look forward to having you back real, real soon. Bye for now. That was all for today. I hope you found this episode really eye-opening. And if you're looking for something more tangible, then head over to our website, thesleepcoachschool.com. You'll find several coaching options where our teachings can be contextualized for you personally. If you decide to join, we look forward to seeing you on the other side.